Welcome to Oxcast. Here we have everything that matters in Oxford beamed straight into your ears.
Yep, that's right.
Yes, we do. I'm Emma Pearson.
And my name's Alwyn Collinson.
And we have a packed show today with our guide to May Morning and Lord of the Flies theatre and Avenue Q and The Cabin in the Woods, that new film that's out.
That's right. And also, of course, welcome back, students.
Indeed,
because this
first
is
week.
First week, yeah. Mm. Maybe you haven't listened to us before, but if not, don't worry, you haven't missed anything. But we're going to make up for that now.
So, moving on first to May Morning. So, for those of you who don't know, on the 1st of May, it's a big occasion in Oxford. And at dawn, people from across the city meet at Magdalen Bridge to welcome in the summer and hear the singing of a choir from the top of Magdalen Tower. And they sort of sing madrigals and general spring-like things. Mm. And then there's also lots of Morris dancing all the way through the streets.
Ah, yes.
Lots of folky-type people doing dances and tambourines.
Looking a bit worrying, I always think.
Yeah,
but you know.
With the black faces, is that a thing?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, there's this type of Morris dancing that I think turned up in like coal villages, where basically people would black up their faces with coal dust and then go around with big sticks and do Morris dances that
Yeah, the big sticks, and then they whack them.
Yeah,
each other
and I think it's kind of like a thinly disguised opportunity of demanding money with menaces. But yeah, but I don't know if there'll be any of those. But there certainly will be a lot of dodgy folky types.
Yes, dodgy folky types. But to counter the dodgy folky types, there are hot breakfasts and often delicious champagne as a reward for getting up, if indeed you are getting up and not staying up from the previous night, which also happens.
In which case you'll need delicious champagne to revive you before
indeed.
You go out for a full
indeed.
Day. I think it's interesting that last year we had May Morning on a Saturday, so of course it was fine. You know, people could sleep in, go back to bed. I did. But this year it's on a Tuesday. I'm wondering how many people in Oxford will be wandering.
Strict lectures.
Yeah, indeed. Bleary eyes for all.
It's part of the fun, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, shortly, we will be having a complete guide to May Morning up on our website, dailyinfo.co.uk, and that will include timings of all the major events and a complete guide to breakfast places open at 6 a.m.
Absolutely.
Which is very useful.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's one thing it will not include a guide to.
Indeed. Yes. Jumping into the river.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sorry. There is this false idea. It's a bloody stupid idea to jump into the River Charwell at, like, low ebb, as
it's
it is at the
clever.
Moment. Exactly. But there's also this stupid idea that it's a tradition to jump into the river from Magdalen Bridge. And this isn't true at all. It only dates back to, like, the mid-80s. And as
so
we know...
So many things are like that in Oxford. They get cast
God,
as traditions.
I know, yeah.
They've only been going on for, like, 30 years or something.
Precisely. And anything that came out of the 80s must die in a fire, as far as I'm concerned.
Weren't we born in the 80s?
Yeah, but, you know, late 80s. By then it mellowed
a
bit.
But then it was okay.
Yeah, but, like, Thatcher, big hair, 80s music, it's all downhill. So basically what used to happen was that people, by which I mean students, would rent punts to mess around underneath the bridge on May Morning so they could hear the choir.
Okay.
And being students, by which I mean drunks, they would capsize their boats, wade around, and generally make a spectacle of themselves. So the townsfolk would gather on the bridge to watch and maybe throw things, I don't know. Records are patchy. But in the 80s, the punt owners got tired of having their boats, you know, messed around with, turned upside down,
as you do.
So they stopped renting them out. And this left, if you will, a spectacle vacuum under the bridge. And all the townsfolk who'd previously been gathering on top of it thought it would be a really clever idea to jump in and break something, as you will definitely do.
Yes.
If you're not landing on one of those broken bottles that said 80 students have managed to lie scattered on the bottom of the riverbed.
Yeah, so don't jump in.
No.
Don't jump into the
exactly.
river.
Fortunately, no one jumped last year, so Oxford City Council have stopped their response of closing off the entire bridge at vast expense and inconvenience to everyone. Mm. So this year, you can walk on, across and over, but please, please not under Magdalen Bridge to hear the choir. And just one factor, please don't jump in the river or they'll close the damn bridge again and I will not be able to walk across it to hear the choir. So please, don't think of your legs. Think of me, Alwyn. Okay?
And moving on to more lighter things.
Exactly, things.
We have our pick of the week, which is May Morning related.
Absolutely.
Breakfast.
Breakfast. Wasn't that one of your picks for what made you proud to be British last week?
It was, yes.
Good, so. Excellent. Okay, so where would you go for breakfast on May Morning?
Well, The Rose does a really interesting full English breakfast.
Oh, it's that cafe at the top of the High Street, right?
Yes.
Right,
yeah, okay. So as you're heading into Oxford on the right, and it's cool because it's like it's a definite full English breakfast. It's got the bacon, it's got the eggs, it's got everything, but it's really kind of minimalistic in a way, and it's not that you don't get enough food. You do. It's just sort of spaced out on this really big plate.
Minimalistic is not a word I want anywhere near my full English breakfast.
There's plenty of food. Bacon, plenty of eggs. But it's just like the bacon is sort of stretched out to like sort of however many rashers there are, like nicely lined up next to each other. And it's just, you feel like you're eating this gourmet meal, but it's a full English breakfast. So you just get that. Like you're sitting down in a restaurant, but also you get a fry up.
So nouvelle breakfast sort of thing.
Yeah.
And the food's good, I assume.
Yes, it's really good.
Excellent. Good sausages. That's the one thing I would think can mess up an English breakfast.
I'm sure they have good sausages. I can't really remember, but yes, they
do. All right. Well, my pick of the week for breakfast would be G&D's, Oxford's own cafe, breakfast cafe.
That's
as well.
That's traditional for May morning as
well,
aren't they?
Exactly. And one factor that is nice is that this year, and indeed as in years past, they will be having people wandering around with balloons, helium balloons, which you can give out to people, which they'll be giving out to people, and you can take those along for a discount on your food or ice cream or hot chocolate or coffee or whatever it is that you're having.
Presumably it'll be someone in a cow suit handing those out.
There will indeed be the cow suit, I believe, yeah. I have to wonder, if you get hired at G&D's, do you have to spend like your first 6 weeks in the cow suit as kind of purgatory sort of parole period?
Yeah. That's how they do it.
Or is it alternatively that the people they find sneaking ice cream get locked inside it?
Scary.
You'd be screwed if you started working there, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Ah, dear me. All right then, moving on to theatre.
Yes, we have Lord of the Flies this week. This is a site-specific performance. Mm-hmm. It's at Oxford Castle. And it's running from tonight until Saturday, the 28th of April. Mm-hmm. So the action itself takes place outside the historic former jail.
Mm-hmm.
And the second half is outdoors on Castle Mound.
Ah.
That's assuming it's not raining, which I think it has been for a few nights. I know when our reviewer went, they had to relocate indoors, which is a pity. But
I see.
But hopefully we'll get some nice sunny evenings. It's a predominantly a group of young performers. They're playing these schoolboys in, obviously, William Golding's classic of the darkness that lurks within all.
I love Lord of the Flies. Yeah.
It's a classic. Mm-hmm. Our reviewer did recommend it, even when it was indoors, and particularly for the bloodthirsty scenes.
I wonder a bit about her, frankly.
Do wonder.
Never mind. What about if you want to head indoors from the start? Well, there's film this week. Released, coming out this week, is The Cabin in the Woods. So this
there's been quite a lot of hype about that.
Yeah, I really think so. Well, it's by Joss Whedon, the creator of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and he's a bit of a cult figure, I think.
Yes.
He did that TV series Firefly, very good, but cancelled after only one season.
I saw that. That was really good.
Yes, cancelled after only one season.
I know, I was so sad.
I know, very annoying.
It was really hot, wasn't it?
An interesting revelation. Yeah. Yes, personally thought that The Space Prostitute was quite good.
Okay.
But I did also like The Space Mechanic. It's set in space, in case you didn't guess. But yeah, pretty good. And he's obviously, you know, he's got a big, big following. So, he, as you say, it's got a bit of hype. And it's a new sort of self-aware take on the slasher horror movie genre.
Makes it slasher? Is that just a how they all die?
Yeah, basically, okay. You've got like a madman wandering around with some sort of bladed implement generally, so you get lots of photogenic gore going on all over the screen.
Photogenic gore.
But the big pitch behind this one, and one of the reasons I think why it's got a lot of hype, is that apparently there's a big iconic twist in the second half, and all of the reviews basically say this film's amazing, but I can't tell you why it's amazing because there's a big twist.
Yes,
and I don't want to spoil
that.
It now, personally, I get a bit sick of people shouting spoilers all the time. I mean, you know, I'm not saying I want to spoil people's enjoyment, but if an entire work of art is based solely on some sort of pseudo shocking plot twist, that means it's a pretty poor work of art, doesn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
I mean, the whole point about like mystery plays and stuff, they of course, like, they hide something and you want to know what it is and you want to find out in the moment. You don't want someone to tell you beforehand because it completely loses its magic.
So if I were to tell you that Snape killed Dumbledore, Rosebud was his sled, Darth Vader is his dad, and Bruce Willis is dead, you mean that you can't anymore enjoy those films for their dialogue, design, acting and so forth, right?
Are you talking about Harry Potter? Dialogue?
Maybe Harry Potter was a bit of a dodgy choice on that one. I did see, actually, when there were a couple of... When the first sixth book, wasn't it, came out, there were a couple of people reading it on a train I was on. And one of my friends got up just as he was leaving his station and tapped one of them on the shoulder and said, by the way, at the end, Snape kills Dumbledore and then stepped off the train.
Oh, no.
Which I think was just brutal, frankly, but still quite
so
funny.
No, I would have been so upset if someone had told me what happened in, not so much the Harry Potter films, because they're not as good as the books, I think, but if someone had told me what had happened in the books before, like, the last one had come out, I'd have been so unhappy.
Yeah. Well, there we go. It's two different opinions. Go along and see The Cabin in the Woods, and then tell us on our comments page whether it was as vital, the spoiler, to the enjoyment of your enjoyment of the film as people think.
Indeed. And yeah, last thing now. It's a musical, and it's Avenue Q.
Ah, I love Avenue Q.
Different sort of musical. It's this week at the New Theatre until Saturday. So yeah, have you seen this? Or you just...
Yeah, I saw it. I hate to be all hipster about this, but I did see it on Broadway a couple of years ago, and it's just hilarious. Basically, they take like the Muppets or like Sesame Street sort of characters, and then have them, you know, puppets basically, and then have them doing these kind of brilliant, very funny, very wry, but also really a lot of bad taste songs. Mm. So if you enjoy something like, I don't know, Jimmy Carr, for example, a lot of the songs will probably tickle your funny bone. And to be honest, it's just good. Anyways, it's fun, it's energetic.
Dirty Muppets.
Yeah, they've got songs like What Can I Do With a BA in English, which I'm sure plenty of Oxford students will be wondering, if not immediately, then by the summer. Of course, the great classic, which you may have heard on YouTube, The Internet Is for Porn.
Yes, I have heard that one.
We would play you a bit, but I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to. Copyright reasons, but you know, just head along to YouTube. The Internet Is for Porn. Type that in YouTube, not the general internet, because you know,
bad things might happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Anyway, I've been Alan Collinson.
I've been Emma Pearson.
And you've been listening to Oxcast. Thank you.